Because no one can stop him from doing that which he has proposed to do. No one can stop him from bringing up the blessing that he has proposed to bless us. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord, for life, Lord, for our children, Lord, for our family, Lord, for the church of God, Lord. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. For that our finances, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. For our children, we thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. That we have come here, Lord. Wholeheartedly, Lord. That we have come here, Lord. There's no one that is carried here. Father, Lord, your work now. Father, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because the gates of hell will not prevail against our life. The gates of hell will not prevail against our destiny. The song of life will not consume us. Father, we just give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Father, for life. Thank you, Lord, that we are not weeping, that we are not mourning. Thank you, Jesus, that we are not in the hospital. Thank you, Jesus, because our children are not in the hospital. They are not confined to a sick bed. That we are thinking, oh Lord, that after this service we will go visit them. Father, we thank you that we are healed. Our families are healed. Father, we bless your name. Even those that are trapped on vacation, we are with them. They are online with us today. Father, we thank you, Father. We did not hear bad news that as they were going on their vacation, that they will not get to their destination. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Father, that we are coming to church this morning. We did not hear any bad news of accident. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We did not hear bad news that nobody, they did not wake up. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, O Lord.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, my Prince and Prince. God is all I want.
Let's just sing that song like we mean it. Hallelujah.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none. I worship you, my Prince. That is love I Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the beginning of the service, Lord, to this time, what you've been doing, O Lord.
thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do now, O Lord, and the rest of the service. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. Let your name alone be glorified. We have come before your throne of grace, O Lord. We are not going to live here the same. Because, O Lord, you are God Almighty, the one that holds our lives in his hands. Father, we thank you, Lord, for yokes that have been broken. We thank you for revival. We thank you for deliverance, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for open doors. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. At the end, let your name alone be glorified in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. And all the time. Just go and welcome one or two persons and say, you're welcome to the presence of God. And tell the other person, I said, a new thing is possible. A new thing is possible. Hallelujah. A new thing is possible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're welcome to the presence of God today. Hallelujah. We thank God because our God never fails, he never changes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I want to welcome everyone. Those of you that are coming for the first time, you're welcome. God bless you. Hallelujah. And I believe that you're not going to live the same way you came in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank God for this church. I know you'll see that we're renovating the place. Praise the Lord. Last week when you came, it was not like this. Praise the Lord. So next week, Sunday is our 50th anniversary. Hallelujah. We just relocated to this place last month. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I believe God, by Sunday when you come, it will be changed again. Hallelujah. Because this place will be fully renovated. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
Are we not comfortable here? Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We thank God for what God is doing. You know, it's not by power, it's not by might. It's by his grace, hallelujah, that we are here today. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says, except the Lord builds a house, the builder will build the faith. And I believe that it's God that has orchestrated us coming here. Praise the Lord. And the Lord will perfect everything in the name of Jesus. So you are welcome, hallelujah, to this house. Praise the Lord, our 50th anniversary in this place. And I know that testimony will abound in your life in the name of Jesus and in my life too in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So tell somebody against us, a new thing is possible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So because the theme of this month is a new thing. And I believe God that God is doing a new thing. I don't know about you, but I've experienced a new thing this month. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. A lot of new things this month. Praise the Lord. If you have not experienced your own, you still experience it. Because it is possible. It's not by power, it's not by might, but by the Spirit of God, by the power of God in the name of Jesus. So the topic for today is a new thing is possible. Hallelujah. A new thing is possible. Our sister read that Bible verse, Genesis 18. Hallelujah. Genesis 18 from 10. We know the story of Sarah. How she didn't have a child. But at that time, the Bible says that her time has passed. But the God that does things that, you know, the choir sang a song, which I really love, that, you know, God can create a new wine. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A new wine. That is, God can do a new thing, can change our story, can change our formation. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because Sarah, the Bible says that, and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah had it in the tenth door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And he ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah's case, you know, when it comes to childbearing, has been closed. That chapter has been closed for her. And she knows that, and her husband knows that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But so that's why when the angel said that at this set time, this will happen, you will have a son, she said, how can they be saying that? There's no way. The old one is to be thrown away. That's her thinking. That there's no way that this can happen. There's no way.
that chapter has been closed in my life. You know, but God can do, make things possible. All things that are not possible, God can make it possible in our lives in the name of Jesus. Those things that you're thinking that, no, there's no way. Those things that doctors have said, oh, there's no way, you can't make it. God can turn it around in the name of Jesus. So for Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am once old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also. It's not just herself, but her husband also is old. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? You know, she didn't know that it was God that sent the angels. It was God that was, God's presence was there. The husband, I don't think the husband saw her laughing, but they saw her. God saw her. So God sees our tears. God knows what you're saying. He knows what you've gone through. Praise the Lord. He knows everything. You know, Sarah laughed. She thought that nobody had bought day ahead and said, why would they say I did not laugh? She was scared and said, I did not laugh. But she laughed. She must have laughed in her spirit because she felt that that was not possible. They were just saying it. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything? Tell your neighbor, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. He said, he shall have a son. There is nothing impossible with him. The one that rained manna from heaven, the one that made the way, the one that kept us alive. You know, COVID came and COVID left. God kept us for a purpose. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The one that is seeing us through accident. You know, there are so many accidents that God has delivered us from. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid and said, nay, but thou didst laugh. The angel knew. God knows. God knows us. It's the truth. If I were the one that we laugh, say, what? After all, you know, there's a saying, they say there's no basket for rotten mangoes, right? They say things like that. So her case was now useless. There's no need that she cannot have a child. But God said, you can. I will create a new womb. I will create a child in that womb that they have condemned that he cannot. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is nothing that God cannot do. He keeps his promises. A new thing is possible because God is not a man that he should lie. He's a God that keepeth promises. Let's look at Deuteronomy 7:9 and also Joshua 21:45. Deuteronomy 7:9 and Joshua 21:45. Hallelujah. He said, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandment to a thousand generation. He keepeth covenant. Some translation will say he keepeth what? Promises. So what has he spoken? He will do it in the name of Jesus. And also Joshua 21:45. Joshua 21 said, not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled. He said, dear failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. And I believe in God that everything that God has spoken concerning your life will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Everything that God has spoken, every good thing that God has spoken concerning your children will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. So there is nothing impossible. I've spoken it and it has not happened. A new thing is possible. Hallelujah. It is possible in the name of Jesus. Let's look at Ezekiel 12:28. Let's look at what God is saying. Whatever he says is fulfilled. Hallelujah. He said, therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah. He said, it shall no longer be prolonged. You shall no longer be waiting, because it shall definitely come to pass now. And the time is now for it to come to pass in the name of Jesus. Is somebody saying amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, God is good. Hallelujah. You know, there are sometimes we just look and say, oh God, I don't think that anything is possible for me. I don't think that you can do it. I don't think I can cross that bridge. I don't think that doors can be open. You know, I don't think that that is possible. But God can do it. The one that is very careful to speak. When he speaks, it comes to pass. Hallelujah. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 1:20. Let's look at what that says. 2 Corinthians 4. It says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So it shall be yea and amen. Hallelujah. When he speaks it, it comes to pass. It manifests. When God was creating things, he spoke and it came to pass. Hallelujah. So also, the blessings, the things that he has spoken concerning our lives, they come to pass in the name of Jesus. You know, somebody is saying that, oh, God has not, I've not heard anything from God. God has not spoken something to my life. Hallelujah. But every promise that the Lord has spoken to Abraham, they are asked in the name of Jesus. And they are going to manifest in our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we want to look at people that God did a new thing in their lives. Sarah, we have talked about Sarah. Sarah's case was, you know, was a case that everybody knew. I will read her story. I'm going to look at the man at the pool of Bethesda, John 5, 1 to 7. Hallelujah. The man at the pool of Bethesda, he was bedridden, he was paralyzed. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Okay, go ahead. John 5, 1 to 7. He said, after this, there was a feast of the Jew, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk of blind hearts, withered and waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years he could not walk. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Without being made whole. Jesus was asking him. He didn't know who Jesus was. He didn't know that Jesus was greater than that water that he had to go to and just he would get healed. He didn't know that Jesus was able not to take him to the water, but to make him whole at that point, was to change the story for life. Because his own story is that he's been paralyzed for life. Hallelujah. But when Jesus saw him, that's the encounter when we encounter Jesus, our soul is transformed. A new thing began. A new chapter of our life is opened. Praise the Lord. It does not matter how it has been. You know, we looked at Sarah. Sarah's case was a bad case. But God gave her a son. Hallelujah. A son in her old age. Also, the man at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. That was a story. He needed help to go anywhere. They were carrying him. He wasn't even going anywhere. They carried him there because they felt, okay, maybe when the angel comes, you'll be the first to jump. But he cannot. He's not the first. He cannot. He needs assistance. He needs somebody to take him there. Sometimes we are in a situation where we need somebody, but that person is not forthcoming. That person is not able to do it. That person might be refusing to do it. But when Jesus comes into the circumstances, hallelujah, he does it himself. Hallelujah. He can do it anyhow. If he means Jesus to raise stone, he will do it. Praise the Lord. So when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, without being made whole. The impotent man answered him, sir. He was confused. Somebody that has never walked in his life. And somebody said, without being made whole. You want to walk again? You want to be walking like other people? He didn't know what to say because he has never walked in his life. That has been his story. Hallelujah. That has been his story. The modern man answered him, "Sir, I have no man." He's still thinking about who will take him to that place. Hallelujah. Are we in that situation too? When Jesus is speaking to us, the word of God is coming and saying, there is nothing impossible. You have to say, is that possible? Is that possible? It's not possible. No, I've tried it. It has not worked. It does not matter. It does not matter. If it does not work for people, it will work for you. Amen. Because you are different in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the man was from here. When the water is troubled, he started telling the story. That's the only thing he knew. That's the only thing he knew. He didn't know who was talking to him. That was Jesus. Hallelujah. But Jesus healed them. Go to 8. Go to 8, please. And Jesus healed them. And I know that a new thing is possible in your life. A new thing is possible in my life in the name of Jesus. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Go to 9. He said, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately, the man was made whole. Immediately. They didn't say he started staggering. Immediately. Nobody went to carry him up. No. The Bible says immediately. That's how God works. When he wants to create a new wine out of an old, he makes it new. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus turned water to wine, the Bible says that they recorded that the wine that he made was better than the one that they drank before. Praise the Lord. Because he's God, all things are possible through him. Hallelujah. And I'm believing God that God will change your story today in the name of Jesus. God will change my story today in the name of Jesus. It's immediately the man. From that moment, his story changed. From that moment, what do you think? People are looking at him differently. The former things people will forget. That's when we look at the book of Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 9. He said, you will forget the former things. Hallelujah. Because you will not remember. You think you'll remember that, when I was paralyzed. It's when people are in trouble, they say, in those days I was like that. But now, no. Because from that moment, people will see him as a man that walks. They're not going to see him as a man at Bethesda that was bedridden, that was paralyzed. Praise the Lord. That's how our story will change in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, one of our pastors, when he came to preach, he came from Nigeria and was saying that he was preaching at them. Because he didn't have a child. And he had a dog, and they were calling him the woman that had dog. Praise the Lord. So the thing touched, the day he heard that. You know, when people want to say things, they will not say it. They want to say it for you to hear. They'll bring it up in conversation very close to where you are. And the day it was the husband that heard it, he cried and said, "God, do something. Do something." I'm believing God that we are going to cry to God. That things that have been difficult, that God will do it today. And when they cried out to God, God blessed them with their own child. The woman that used to call and the pastor wife that had dog, that doesn't have a child. Her story changed in the name of Jesus. Your story will change in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is somebody excited to be in the house today?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we also want to talk about Anna. Anna was very persistent in prayer. I'll tell you that the day that in 1 Samuel, let's look at 1 Samuel 12. We are going to read from 11 to, let's read from 12 to 20. We're going to read it quickly. It was not just that day, that one day, but we recognize that day because that day her story changed. It was not just that day that she was praying. She has always been going to Shiloh and praying. But when, her mate laughed at her, she had to go to God in prayer and say, "God, you will answer me." Hallelujah. First Samuel 1, 12. It said, it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Now Anna, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. You know, at this case, she was already upset. The maid was laughing at her. Her children were also laughing. She was upset in her spirit. I say, God, you have to do something. You have to do something. You know, sometimes when you're upset so much that you can't even talk, you just say, shh. You're praying. She was praying. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Anna answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunken neither wine nor strong drink, but I poured out my soul before the Lord. She poured her soul, she poured her heart before the Lord, because she knows that the only one that can help in this situation, the only one that can make that impossibility, because it's an impossibility in her life, that people have seen and say, oh, she cannot have a child. But she went to God, and God answered her. She said, no. Eli thought, oh, she was drunk or something. She said, no, maybe because of her situation. You know, people would think that, oh, she's drunk, of course, because of her situation. She has started, you know, some people, problems can push us to drinking. Problems can push people to drink what they're not supposed to do. But Anna was wise. I'm telling you today that no matter what it is you're going through, hold on to God. Anna held on to God and was persistent and poured her heart. I said, God, you will do it for me. God, you will do it for me. You cannot make me a reproach. You cannot make people to laugh at me. It's not just the maid laughing, but the children. What about the people? When she goes to Shiloh, do you know how many people say, that one is that one children. This one, she doesn't have. That is Anna. Those children we are seeing, they are not for her, they are for the first one. She doesn't have. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, come not that handmaid of for a daughter of Bilhah, for out of the abundance of my complaints and grief have I spoken, little. Go ahead quickly. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Anna, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Praise the Lord. The Lord will remember you today. The Lord will remember me today in the name of Jesus. Her story changed that moment. The Lord did a new thing. The thing that men thought was impossible, that even her husband, she thought her husband would help her, but the husband could not. But when she went to God, God helped her. And God will help you in the name of Jesus. The things that we need to do is to have faith. There are three things I want to talk about. What God expects, the expectation of God for us to enjoy this new life. The expectation of God to make this new thing possible. Praise the Lord. There is an expectation. And that expectation is praying. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Anna prayed. It says pray in season, out of season. Hallelujah. We should always do what? Pray. Anna prayed. Hallelujah. Be persistent in asking. Do not just relax. Be persistent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, somebody is repeating what I'm saying. Ah, that's me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He was persistent and God answered. We cannot just pray once and say, oh, it is well. I prayed, Jerry. Or you just go wake up in the morning and say, God, I thank you. You know now. that this thing is difficult. So people are laughing, and you know, okay, in Jesus' name, amen. Bye. Anna prayed. Hallelujah. She prayed. She prayed. And God answered her. She knew when God answered. When the priest and God kind of made sure that Eli met with her. That was the priest. Hallelujah. And he pronounced the blessing upon her. And that settled it. You know, in time, God knows your heart. God will send the helper of your destiny to locate you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we cannot do it on our own. Hallelujah. You know, there is nothing that God cannot do. If an unbeliever is persistent and God answers, what about God? You know, in Luke 1 verse 8, we're talking about the story of the widow that went to the judge. Hallelujah, the parable. She was very persistent. She was always going to the judge to tell him about her grievance. Always going to the judge. Oh, that's, it's not Luke. I don't think I have the verse correct. Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. I don't think I have that. It's correct there. Hallelujah. The widow that went to the judge continually to ask for a favor. God granted her. The judge granted her. Talk less of we asking the Father, the one that has the power to even create. The one that has the power to create. The one that has the power to create spare parts. You know, we have seen women who have no womb delivery. Hallelujah. There is nothing that God cannot do. We have to be prayerful. We have to be thankful. The Bible says in everything we should give thanks. Give thanks to God for where God has brought you from, where you are now. It is not by your power that you are where you are. Praise the Lord. Do not compare yourself with others and say, oh, look at where my mate. No. You and your mate, you are not running the same race. Hallelujah. Thank God for where you are and thank God for where God is taking you to. Because where God is taking you to is greater than where he's bringing you from. That's the truth. Thank God. The Bible says in every circumstance, let us what? Give him thanks. Hallelujah. And also, we should have faith. Have faith and don't lose hope. Nehemiah had faith. Nehemiah believed in God. We can look at Nehemiah 1, 5 to 11. He believed God. He had faith that God can. Because when God said in the book of Isaiah 43, 18 to 19, that he was going to, you know, not just that he was going to do anything. You know, when we read further, that he was going to bring even the children that are scattered back. Nehemiah held God up to that and said, this is what you said. He held God to his word. You know, when he went to God, he said, And I said, I beseech thee, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his command. Hallelujah. Let thy ear now be attentive and thy eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray. He prayed. He didn't go sleeping. He didn't go getting drunk. He didn't go going to meet somebody. Because sometimes the first thing we do is to go and call somebody. Look at, pray first. Commit it into God's hands and see what God has. Praise the Lord. God can direct somebody to help you out. God can do anything. Let thy ear now be attentive and thy eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandment, nor the statutes, for the judgment which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, say, if ye transgress, I will scatter you. I will scatter you abroad among the nations. And he remembered that. Praise the Lord. He remembered the word of God, what God has said, and he's holding God onto it. Hallelujah. He said, but if he turn unto me and keep my commandment and do them, though they were of cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto, go ahead, the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Praise the Lord. He will do it.
Amen.
The Lord that never fails. You know, I want you to read it because our time is passing. Read it, the whole of that, to 11. You see that God, go to 11. Let's just read 11. Oh Lord, I beseech thee, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servant who desire to fear thy name and prosper. And I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy. Do you know? And in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. When he went to the king, what happened? The king granted him all his requests. Hallelujah. Not because of he could speak, not because of his, you know, his fluency, or that he spoke eloquently, no, but because God's hand was in it, God's hand was upon his life, God's grace was upon him, because he has prayed, he has held on to God. He knew that God could make the impossibility possible, that God is going to turn things around for them to go and build the walls of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. So there is nothing that God cannot do. If you have done it before, he will do it again in the name of Jesus. I want us to understand, you know, these people that I'm talking about, I spoke about Anna, I spoke about Sarah, and I also talked about Nehemiah. The things that they have in common is that Sarah was very patient. Hallelujah. She was very patient. She and her husband, they obeyed God, and God favored them. Hallelujah. God favored them. God turned things around. God gave them a new name. The name that the world was calling them was changed. Hallelujah. Also Anna. Anna's name was changed. I'm sure they called that the mother of boys and girls. Hallelujah. But you had boys, male, apart from some, we had other children. Hallelujah. They did not say the woman that doesn't have child. Nehemiah too found mercy. God changed the story. A cupbearer to be able to talk to the king and say, give me, you know, to be in front of the king that was, you know, so big. And God, you know, gave, found, made him to find favor in the sight of the king. And he was able to do, build the wall of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. So there is nothing that God cannot do. That seemed impossible. If you are going to tell the Israelites, it's impossible, no, don't even bother. They will kill you. You cannot do that. You frown your face in front of the king, you'll be killed. But that didn't happen. God will help us in the name of Jesus. When we read the book of Nehemiah 2:4-8, you see that God granted him everything. You know, God changed the story. And then God made the thing that men thought that was impossible to be possible in the name of Jesus. So shall it be concerning us in Jesus' name. So in conclusion, as we believe, have faith and pray, God will do it and surprise you in the name of Jesus. Let's rise on our feet. Let's rise on our feet. We have heard the word of God. We have heard that God can do anything. But God is looking for people that are obedient to his word. God is looking for people that are walking according to his word. If you're not giving your life to Christ, it's a very good time today to give your life to Christ. If you're still struggling because of the pains you're going through, because of the storms that has, you know, engulfed you, you're still thinking, no, I don't know if God can do it. I want you to know that God can do it. If you want, you can surrender your life and see that God will prove himself in your life. If there's anyone that wants to give their life to Christ, you can raise your hand. And I'll pray with you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, so since there's no one, I don't think there's anyone on so we are going to pray. I want us to pray. We have heard the word over that there's nothing impossible. I want us to pray first. The word that we have heard will bear fruit in our lives in the name of Jesus. Just begin to open your mouth and pray. Father, Lord, I've heard your word that a new thing is possible, oh Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, a new thing is possible in my life. I've heard your word. Father, Lord, let a new thing happen to me, God. A new miracle in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, do a new thing, oh Lord, that will surprise, oh Lord, even those that will hear it in the name of Jesus. Let your word that I've heard bear fruit in my life in the name of Jesus. Let your word, oh Lord, that I've heard, oh Lord, be seen in my life, oh Lord, in my life, oh Lord. Father, Lord, let the manifestation of your word be seen in my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are going to pray that the Lord will cause doors to be opened for me in the name of Jesus. Every door that has been closed against me, Father, in the name of Jesus, because, oh Lord, you are going to do a new thing, let them begin to open in the name of Jesus. By reason of your power, in the name of Jesus, Father, let them begin to open. Every door that has been closed against me, every door that has been closed against my destiny, every door that has been closed against my health, Father, in the name of Jesus, let them begin to open in the name of Jesus. Doors of good health in the name of Jesus. Doors of financial blessing in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, doors of new beginning in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, doors of appointment in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I also want us to pray. Everything that has been possible in our lives, Father, begin to make them possible in the name of Jesus. Every possibility, Father, in the name of Jesus, by your power, by your mighty power, begin to make them possible in the name of Jesus. Every possibility in my life, in my family, in the church, in my families, like my children, like Father, let them begin to be possible by your power. Let them begin to be possible, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your power cause them, Father, Lord, the impossibilities, oh Lord, to become possible, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been possible in my life, everything that has been possible in my home, everything that has been possible in my family, everything that has been possible in the church, oh Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, let them begin, oh Lord, to materialize. Let them begin, oh Lord, to materialize in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We want to pray that the Lord, because our help of destiny to locate us in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to open our mouth. Therefore, of our destiny, Father, in the name of Jesus, let them locate us. Wherever they are, let them locate us in the name of Jesus. Let the help of our destiny locate us in the name of Jesus. You are Alpha, you are Omega, the helper of my destiny, the helper, Lord, of my destiny. Let them begin to locate us. The helper of the church destiny, let them begin to locate the church in the name of Jesus. Mare Katasaka, the helper, Lord, of my children destiny, let them begin to locate them in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we are praying, oh Lord, that the helper of our destiny will locate us in the name of Jesus. They will locate us in the name of Jesus. They will locate us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, Nehemiah was planted in that place. And the helper of his destiny was going to be the king. Hallelujah. Sometimes the helper of our destiny is right where we are, but we don't know. They are there, but we don't know. But God will cause them to locate you in the name of Jesus. Because it's not by power, it's not by might. When God's grace is upon you, when God's grace, the help of your destiny has no choice but to come up and locate you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And do that thing that the Lord wants him to do in your life in the name of Jesus. We're also going to pray. We want to pray for men that are sick, that the Lord will heal them in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to open up as many that are sick in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, you are found in Gilead. There is nothing impossible. That anyone that has any ailment or sickness, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the doctor has said this is what is wrong, it cannot be changed. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the God of the impossible, oh Lord. Father, because you're healing, you are our mom in Gilead. Let them be healed, oh Lord. This one, let them be healed in the name of Jesus. Let your healing virtues, oh Lord, rest upon them concerning that thing in the name of Jesus that they cannot even share with anyone. Father, Lord, you are our mom in Gilead, oh Lord. Father, because your healing to come upon them. In the name of Jesus, let them testify of your goodness. Let them testify, O Lord. Change their story, O Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, the woman with the issue of blood, you change their story. You turn things around for her. Father, Lord, this morning we are praying that as many, O Lord, that have, O Lord, one ailment or the other, as many that are sick, O Lord. Father, Lord, heal them, O Lord. Heal them, O Lord. Heal them, O Lord. Heal them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Heal them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We're going to open our mouths. I don't know what you're believing God for. I want you to pray for that thing. You have come to church this morning. We have come to meet with the Lord. You have not come to meet with any man. Begin to open your mouth and talk to God concerning that thing that you're believing God for. Is it a job? Is it, you know, promotion? Is it your status? Begin to open your mouth and pray. Is it your healing? Whatever you're believing, you begin to talk to God concerning that thing. Anna went and prayed. Anna went. That was not the first time of Anna prayed. But Anna that day, she was breathing in her spirit and said, oh Lord, touch me, oh Lord. Touch me. Jabez said, if you will just bless me, oh Lord. If you just bless me, oh Lord. Ah, begin to open your mouth. Father, in the name of Jesus, say, mighty name we have prayed. We are going to pray for the church of God. We want to pray. Because this is our 50th anniversary, we want to pray that God will take control in the name of Jesus. We want to pray also for this community. That the Lord will visit this community in the name of Jesus. There are churches here. We want to pray that God will break every stronghold of the enemy in this community in the name of Jesus. And we cause people to be delivered and come to church in the name of Jesus. To serve God in the name of Jesus. Not just to come to church, but to know God in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to open our mouths and pray that this happy anniversary, the Lord will do great things in the name of. We have invited people will come in the name of Jesus. Mary Katasa, we also want to pray that the Lord will destroy every stronghold of the enemy that is holding people captive in this community and set them free and let them know that there is God and they will come to church in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray for the church. We will not struggle to pray rent. We did not struggle in the last week. We will not stop you in the name of Jesus because you are Alpha and Omega in the name of Jesus. Marika, that's the Father, take control in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as many that are coming for the first time, Father, visit them in the name of Jesus. Father, they come here, oh Lord. Father, Lord, they will not live here the same way in the name of Jesus. They will testify of your goodness in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And every one of us that has come today, Father, will testify, oh Lord, of your goodness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord, will testify, oh Lord, of the new thing that you've done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our anniversary is coming in the name of Jesus, but I will say take control in the name of Jesus. At the end, we celebrate and thank you, Lord, and give you all the